98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A curly blow dry.
A race around Mondello.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Welcome to our chaotic game, Matchy Matchy. It's full of glitter, sequins, feathers, and phenomenal prizes. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you'll be winning all of this. Racing towards Christmas.
Release the speed with this motor racing voucher.
And then release the glam with this Dyson Airwrap.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Like, they're such incredible prizes,
so
aren't
good.
They?
Also, we'd just like to speak about the soundproof booth. We shared it on our Instagrams yesterday morning.
Yes.
People's minds are blown.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that was 24 hours ago, so it may have disappeared by now if you hadn't seen it.
Lots of people think that we just stand outside studio, Brendan, but no,
there is an actual
soundproof booth, and it's very kind of Adam, is Adam Rickett Breathe again?
It is, yeah.
Reminiscent of
we
that
era.
We
might have to recreate that music
we
video.
Might.
Good morning to Donna, who's in Lucan this morning. You're on 98 FM. Donna, how are you?
Hi, good.
Donna, you're a bit of a jet setter, just back from New York. How was it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, Donna, was it all set for Christmas already?
Yeah, I'm sitting here, my two grandkids now.
Very good. Donna, by any chance, could you stand closer to a window?
It's just a little bit hard to hear you, Donna.
You're breaking up a little bit. We want to make sure that we get the right answers
yes.
off you.
Yeah, is that any better?
There we go.
Brilliant stuff. Donna, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Who do you want to play Matchy Matchy with? Brendan.
Oh, I'm off to the soundproof booth again. Guys, things have taken a turn, haven't they? Okay, I'm off to the soundproof booth.
Lovely stuff. I'm just moving seats. Okay. Right, let's find out the words today in Matchy Matchy. Oh, here we go. Okay. Ooh, God, I got very stressed there. Okay, first word this morning, Donna. Dish.
Food.
So dish, you're going food after. Your
yep.
second word, happy.
Days.
Happy days.
Yeah.
And your third word this morning, sugar.
Cane.
Sugar cane. So we have dish, food, happy days, and sugar cane. Are you guys happy to lock in those words?
Want to go with those words?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy to go with those words.
Brilliant stuff. We're locking them in, and we are getting Brendan back from the stunning soundproof booth. It's very glamorous. It's just got a bit of a refresh just in time for the Christmas. Hiya.
I couldn't open the door to the soundproof booth. I was nearly stuck.
Oh, security.
Yes.
Okay, Brendan, down to business now.
Yes.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy
uh-huh.
this Wednesday morning. Dish.
I'm going to say spoon.
Dish and spoon.
As in, like, the dish ran away with...
Second word. Not you doing a nursery rhyme in the corner. Second word is happy.
Oh, lads. Sad.
Happy and sad. And your third word this morning, sugar.
Bowl.
Sugar and bowl.
Wow, I struggled this morning.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Donna in Lucan?
I'm so sorry. I'm assuming we didn't match any.
No, you didn't match any. Donna said dish, food, happy days, and sugar cane.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I was going to say sugar spice for some reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
You and all the rhymes this morning. Are you Jay from Five?
I'm telling you.
Donna, thank you so much for playing. We're going to send you guys out a 98FM goodie bag.
Great, thank you.
Bye,
cheers,
Sam
Donna,
and Seven.
Bye.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
I think I would have said sugar puff.
Oh, yeah, sugar puff. Great. I will say the first word that came into my head, I couldn't say on the radio.
Oh.
It will be a Nessa phrase. It will be a phrase in Gavin and Stacey.
Okay,
alright, sugar.
Oh yes. Gas.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. This is 50 Shades of Jay, and yous are listening to Brendan's Bit. 98 FM.
Time for some strange stories now, Brendan. You're going to be chatting about cheese.
It wouldn't be like me, especially at this time of year. First, though, any excuse to play one of the best TV theme tunes of all time.
Power ballad.
It's so good. Pokemon has been popping up quite a bit lately. Yesterday, we were talking about a new market that's coming to Tala where you can buy lost online orders.
Yes,
so they're like
parcels.
Mystery parcels that, you know, they've been returned to kind of shops and you can now buy them. You pay per weight.
Yes.
And you don't know until you open it what's inside.
Very exciting.
And somebody who did it in Italy got a Pokemon card worth $4,000.
Gosh, do you remember Pokemon Go as well?
When everyone was walking around on the
app.
It
was very ahead of its time.
Was everyone staring into their phones walking around the
streets?
Yeah,
you take a picture and Pokemon would pop up.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was very ahead of its time. Well, Pokemon cards, they're back in the news again this morning after somebody in Texas traded one in for over 26,000 euro.
Ooh.
It is the most valuable single trade-in ever recorded in GameStop history. The card in question is a fully authenticated PSA 10 Hologengar?
Hologengar? Not sure. I just know Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
And Pikachu. That's it. That's the extent of my Pokemon knowledge. So before the customer could be paid their phenomenal amount of money, the card had to be independently inspected and verified.
Yes.
It got the approval. They got the cash. So if you have some Pokemon cards lying around.
Have a look.
This morning now.
Yeah,
I'd
they
have
could
it.
Be worth a fortune.
They could. Bring them into the sex shop. You know, the CEX.
Oh, yes.
You know, in Dublin.
Oh,
they,
I ordered a webcam off them.
Did you?
Yeah. My laptop, just for an explainer before Brendan puts weird ideas in your head. The camera on my laptop was very blurry compared to yours and Hannah's when we record our podcast. We record it remotely sometimes. I bought one from there.
From the CEX shop.
Yeah, did you? Mm-hmm.
Up next, ructions at a liquor store in Virginia. Not the one in Cavan. We're talking about the US state this morning. Police called out to a disturbance at what we would call an off-license here.
Yeah.
The owners reported a break-in. They turned up to open the shop the other morning. Somebody had clearly smashed the place up.
Oh, no.
The police went in first. Couldn't brave the officer, not prepared for what happened next though. Greeted by a booze soaked aisle littered with smashed bottles.
Ooh.
But specifically spirits appeared to be the tipple of choice.
Right, okay.
So the officer followed the trail of destruction to the bathroom at the back of the store where she found the culprit.
Oh no.
A raccoon.
Raccoon
sleeping it off in between a toilet and a bin. The sozzled suspect was described as
sozzled.
I just like the. I enjoy alliteration.
You do, but I haven't heard. I have not heard anyone use that
the
word.
The raccoon was sozzled. The sozzled suspect described as very intoxicated. Police say they safely secured their masked bandit and transported him back to the shelter to sober up before questioning. After a few hours of sleep, the spirit animal was checked over, given the all clear, and released back into the wild.
Oh, I'm glad he's okay. Yeah, he's drink responsibly.
He's all good, yeah.
Also, Brendan, raccoons seem to be having a moment.
They do. Yeah,
they're in the news a lot.
They
were
in the news.
Spin going on
maybe
with
there
raccoons.
Is. Yeah, that and Pokemon cards. Finally, this morning, a bit of a full circle moment for Brent.
Sorry, this is so funny.
Bit of a full circle moment for Brendan's bit. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you that Parmesan got itself an agent.
Yeah, Hollywood agent.
The Italian hard cheese signed up with United Agents.
Big deal.
Right? To get itself more gigs in film and TV shows. We even heard from Parmesan on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Good morning, Parmesan.
Oh, buongiorno, 98FM. I am so happy that I have an agent to get me into some cheesy movies.
Parmesan, how does it feel now that you're officially a star?
Well, I'm looking forward to taking on many hard roles. Grazie mille, prego, arrivederci.
For any other cheeses listening this morning, Parmesan, what advice would you have for them?
I would say believe in yourself.
Well.
I never thought Parmesan would be back on the air.
No, neither did I. Well, in an unexpected update, yourself, myself, and a couple of pals went to see Five in Three Arena last night.
With the power to rock you,
blow your mind. Incredible gig. I am now a J convert.
Mm-hmm.
But just before Five came on stage, a montage of good luck messages was played from the likes of Brian May from Queen,
yeah.
Ollie Murs, Alison Hammond, and Dermot O'Leary.
Yes.
And then just before the lights went out, another video began to play. It was an ad. This was just a...
It was so random. An ad popped up. We looked at each other and we said, an ad.
And then we looked from each other back towards the large screens of Three Arena. It was an ad for Parmesan cheese.
I couldn't believe this.
There was no context.
Nope.
There was no...
Just Parmesan cheese.
It wasn't advertising a... It was just advertising Parmesan cheese.
There was a woman grating cheese, yeah. And some lovely, you know, mountaintops and everything. And
lovely. But there, just before Five came on stage last night in Three Arena, there was an ad... For Parmesan cheese.
If you ever needed a sign for the universe that you're in the right place, at a Five gig 25 years later with all five members and Parmesan cheese on the big screen, Brendan.
We were home.
Yes.
Yeah, that is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.